Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with the good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Another day closer to Christmas, Ralph. I hope you're ready.
There you go. I am almost. Yeah.
Got all that shopping done, and here we go. I keep saying on this program, the one job I would not want to have right now is the job of a school superintendent. That goalpost, when it comes to guidelines for reopening in New York, seems to be constantly changing. If you would explain why that is and how difficult it makes it for our school administrators these days.
Well, it is really difficult, Bob. You know, we had first the yellow and orange and red zone, and then it seemed like once the numbers started going up again, the governor decided to change the parameters within those zones. And every time that happens, it just is more confusing. And it's very difficult because almost on a at least weekly, if not daily basis, the numbers get changed as far as how many infections can be involved, how many people need to be tested. And I guess the best thing to do is for people to just check out the dashboard that each school district is required to have on their website, and that would tell them what the latest on their local district is. That's the best we can do at this point.
Yes, indeed. Hey, well, let's switch states, Ralph, and go to Pennsylvania. Big announcement last week from Governor Wolf when it comes to schools. No high school sports until January 4th. Given the proximity to New York and the fact that there are some sports that are allowed to take place in New York, do you think that crackdown is counterproductive, or is it prudent given the high number of COVID cases in the Commonwealth?
Well, I think it really depends on your point of view. I can see where, you know, realizing that schools within another 10 days or so are going to be shut until after the new year, that one might say, you know, the best thing is just to close down because that gives us a little bit of break in the possibility of infections. The problem with that, though, is that student athletes have been, looking forward to getting going, and both they and their parents are used to, particularly in basketball, of having, Christmas tournaments and that, which has become sort of a tradition within the families that are athletes.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. And then you think, well, what are the athletes going to do over this period of time?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get together with their friends somewhere and, be interacting with each other. So it's a two-edged sword, really, all the way around.
It really is. And then finally, and we've talked about this before, but I saw a survey, I believe in the Houston Chronicle of all places, that showed four in 10 students nationwide, remote learning is not working. Four out of every 10 students. Once this vaccine starts to take effect, Ralph, and this week we're already starting to see the first inoculations, when do you think realistically that schools will get back to normal?
Well, I think in terms of the survey, first of all, I don't know who they surveyed, teachers, students, or parents, but I'm shocked that it would only be 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
What I hear from people that I talk to is it's more like 8 or 9 out of 10 are just not, it's just not working for them. In terms of the vaccine, what I keep hearing is that it's going to take what they call the herd immunity, and that gets up to 75% or 80% of the population being inoculated, and that's going to take a while. My best guess is that we're going to be looking at least September of 2021 before schools begin to take back any kind of normalcy at all.
Yeah. Well, that will have to be the last word this week. And Ralph, this will be the last time we speak in 2020. I know you're like me. Good riddance. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, as far as that goes. But we just want to take this time and just wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, Bob. And certainly I would express a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all our listeners as well, and to you and your family. God bless you.
Thank you.